Hi, this is a dictation for Danny Seward. D like Detroit, A N N Y, S C W A R D. Date of birth is 5858. Date of accident 121-2020. Date of service 4/25/2023. Mr. Danny Seward presents himself for a follow-up visit. He reports that he's pain in the neck, shoulders, lower back pain, and pain in the elbow. Has been affecting his life. And elbows and both the hands. He has been found to have a carpal tunnel positive, and he has a numbness and tingling of the third, fourth finger bilaterally. He has a pain in the olecranon process and the tendon of triceps, as well as the lateral epicondyle, both sides. He has a ongoing headaches, which are mostly frontal, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Neck pain and shoulder pain is reported to be around 6. He can do abduction with the right hand up to 110 degrees maximum, and with the left hand up to 170 degrees maximum, beyond which he starts having pain. In the lower back, patient again has a pain around 6. He has had no surgical evaluation, no injection treatments. He reported that recently he was working and he had to go through the bushes bowing down. And when he was bowing down, he does a survey, engineering survey for buildings. When he was bending down all the way to the knees to get through the bushes, he felt severe pain shooting from lower back to the neck. However, he did not notice any radiculopathy or any numbness tingling of the entire arm or the leg. The pain currently is between 8 and 9, and ADLs are affected to the tune of 9. He reports that mood and walking ability, work and sleep, enjoyment of life are affected 8. Relationship with other people is affected 7. 60% pain. No, 80% pain is reported relieved completely. Kindly use the chart for reviewing the system review, pain and numbness, GI, all the story and then additional history, as well as the substance abuse and compliance history. Please use the chart. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 152/102 and pulse is 90, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will come from previous visit, which is 3/1/2023. Dictation number is 0303-079. Plan is to continue the same treatment. He doesn't want any physical therapy. He's working without any restriction full time. He's been provided with a cervical pillow based on the cervical MRI diagnosis. He's been provided with the following medication, which are Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol number 4, one tablet daily or twice a day for pain relief, PRN, Elevil 50 mg at night for sleep, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain management for the spine as well as for the headaches. Furosets are provided, 50 tablets for headache relief, Lidopro ointment for topical pain relief to apply on the areas which are painful for him. The patient was informed about all the MRIs in detail. He has been told that the MRI from 8/4/2020 from Northern Radiology showed a bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and will require cervical epidural steroid injection. Thoracic MRI dated 8/4/2020 from Northern Radiology shows a herniated disc at T8 and 9. The lumbar spine MRI dated 8/4/2020 shows bulging disc at L3-4 and L4-5. Since the patient is having a continuous pains in these areas, an LESI, TESI and CESI has been discussed with the patient and patient agrees on those. The MRI of the brain was completely normal, but MRI of the brain showed a right occipital lobe punctured microhemorrhage, possibly secondary to the automobile accident of, this was dated 8-4-2020. The patient has had no episodes of any symptom whatsoever other than simple headache, no dizziness, vertigo, no TBI symptom, no loss of balance or any memory loss. Nothing has been reported. I do not know if patient has had a neuropsych or not, but if not, then I'll be pushing him for that. The MRI of the left elbow, dated 8-7-2020, showed left common extensor tendinopathy with partial tearing and mild distal triceps tendinopathy, for which injections in this area had been advised. MRI of the left forefoot showed a small first metatarsophalangeal joint effusion. He has been given a choice to see a podiatrist or have me do an injection, as well as he can possibly soak his foot in a warm water and maybe a therapy and the gel that has been provided. The right hand was completely normal. MRI of the right forefoot was completely normal. EMG was found positive for bilateral carpal tunnel and bilateral ulnar neuropathy, for which separate injection treatment had been discussed with the patient. There is a repeat MRI on February 2, 2020 from Northland Radiology for the cervical spine, which now shows a herniated disc at C2-3 and C5 and 6, as well as bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, C6-7 and a disc space narrowing at C7-T1. In thoracic spine, the new MRI dated 2-2-2022 shows a bulging disc at T1, T2, T3, T4, T5, T4, T5, T7 and 8, and T8 and 9. Again, MRI of the right shoulder was repeated. It shows dated 2-2-2022 a mild anterior supraspinatus tendinopathy without MR evidence of full thickness retracted rotator cuff tear. The MRI of the left shoulder shows anterior supraspinatus tendinopathy with degenerative change in the AC joint. CT scan of the sacrum and coccyx was done, but that was negative. An MRI of the lumbar spine was again done on January 9th, 2023. And now it shows only a mild disc space narrowing and bulging disc and superimposed disc herniation with L4, L5 requiring further LESI treatment on these areas. The patient agrees with this treatment protocol and he'll visit us on Friday, which is coming next week. Thank you.